Yeah, I just saw it 1 minute ago. What I
I didn't see it yet, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Yeah,
we
pretty
stayed at
much.
Hugo, so I fuck off. I come early, so I thought I'd just drive. Yeah, what's wrong with my computer? Still not.
Yeah. That's my presentation.
I just talk about the lot, so
Oh,
yeah,
right.
yeah, it's a friend.
Ooh.
Everybody ready?
Well.
So there's drill, there's malfunction.
All right.
Okay, I guess I'm not so good at this player. This player. And then
You read the news flash?
Okay, no, so we can start it, or is this some pressing
Yeah, my computer is not
issue?
functioning properly.
Sorry. Did you plug in the power cable where you got it? Yeah, no, but my screen is reduced in size.
What?
Is that possible?
Yeah.
Maybe you can help with the screen?
Yeah.
Sure. Do you want to borrow the computer?
Be back.
Is it? Just 1 minute.
I'll delete.
Formatted.
From what's here. So it doesn't draw the attention away.
Yeah, I
I
know.
made
Just
my
now.
own map. No, not
Oh, yeah.
this, but
That's
the
right.
task.
Task?
Yeah.
Dreadful. I'm sorry about that.
That's okay.
Did you change anything about this?
No, I
No?
just
Okay.
left it, closed it,
Yeah,
took it here, and
that is okay. That's pretty nice. That's the only way it's you can do it, because if you do it otherwise then
Where was it? It's settings?
well, call me when it's happening and I can help you. So I got this.
Thank you. Do you guys like your tasks?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I spent a lot of time thinking about what I was gonna do,
Yeah,
and then
what you
a
actually
couple of minutes before this, I get my function, you know, the information that I need.
Yeah.
So
But it's not clear
frustrating.
what you have to say.
Yeah, I had a whole idea and then just was
Yeah.
typing it and then, oh, I have to do that, so
Yeah,
switch.
exactly. This presentation is mainly based on my own ideas because I hadn't time to integrate that information yet. So
Yeah.
really annoying.
Okay.
By your humble PM.
Yeah. Okay, this is the agenda. We have presentations, I think. Yeah, so who wants to start?
Yeah, it's fine. I want to start. We have to start it right away.
Yeah.
Functional.
You sure?
Yeah, functional requirements.
Okay.
All right. I'm going to talk about functional requirements. Some research has been done, observing of 100 subjects in the usability lab using a remote control. They also filled in a questionnaire. The findings were, you can see them for yourself. They dislike the look and feel of current remote controls. The users think they're ugly. They do not match the operating behavior of the user, so they don't match what they want to have on it. They're often lost somewhere in the room. It takes too much time to learn how to use a new remote control. And they're bad for RSI. I don't know how a user can reach that, but okay. There was also some research on the most relevant and irrelevant functions. Most irrelevant and less used were audio settings, mono, stereo, pitch, bass, screen settings for brightness and color and stuff like that. But they are used. I mean,
So
the
they do need to be in the
yeah
room.
they do need to be on the remote control. I mean, if you can't control the sound settings. I mean, if you dislike a very loud bass or something, you need to change that. So yeah, we have to we yeah, I mean we can't my TV has, but we can't leave them away. Most relevant and most used functions, they speak for themselves, I guess. Power button, channel volume selection, teletext, but we can skip that because I saw the new slash and teletext is so outdated that it should not be used anymore in the future. So forget this one. And channel setting, so for programming your channels in the right order. Yeah, on the project. No, so it's a text file in the project folder. So teletext can be skipped. There was some research on new features in the remote control about an LCD screen and speech recognition. Well, we got an update for the audience or the targeted group. So it's above 40, I guess. The new product or below, because that's pretty relevant. I thought I read. Yeah. Below. Okay, well, that's in the news. Okay, that's good to know. Because you see a clear distinction between the age groups concerning the features. I mean, above 40, people are not so interested in a screen or speech recognition. But below that age, they pretty much are. So I think we can build that in. Yeah, well, we can skip this part as well because I thought I read above 40, so we could skip the features, but we just have to build them in because they find it very interesting. Well, we have to keep all the classic functions but make the buttons as user-friendly as possible. And also this, so not only the design of the buttons but also how you can push them and stuff like that, so the physical aspect of it. And I think certainly for the lower age groups, a nice design which does not make the remote control unnoticed in your room, but it's actually a part of your interior of your design in your room, so it's the people can say, "Whoa, what's that?" Well, that's my remote control. So it has to look nice and feel nice and have all the functions that yeah, so the logo has to be present, yeah, and the colors as well. Yeah, so but I don't think that's a problem because the thing has to have a color anyway, and most of the times there is a brand present on it, so I think that's not gonna affect it very very much. But that are the consequences on the marketing part. Yes. Yeah, just yeah, sure. Yeah, all right.
Examples. This one is the advanced one with a lot of options and functions and buttons.
Yeah.
The easy one. I think we have to combine them
Yeah.
and merge the best functions of all examples. But the age is under 40.
Yeah, and marketing research stated that kind of users are not afraid of a lot of
Okay,
functions.
so we have the
So
option to
not
combine
too
more
much, but
functions.
yeah.
We do have to integrate the screen
And the
and the
speech
speech.
recognition, yeah.
This one we can remove for kids, it's just only for adults, so we can use some advanced options.
Yeah, from age of 16,
yeah,
so,
I
yeah.
prefer we use the basic options, yeah, we have to make them very easy, so for just zapping around the channels you can just push one button, but if you want to use your video recorder or something else, you should use an advanced option.
Yeah, but the newsflash also stated that it should control only one device, so only your television.
Yeah, okay.
So
it's
we
easy. No, yeah.
So there are not extra options in this case, but
also yeah, we have to make it fashionable.
Yeah.
As you said before. Yeah, the basic functions. Yeah, only use the extra functions if they are really needed.
Yeah.
So maybe we can hide them or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, what we can do with the screen is all the configuration options. You can put that in the screen and
yeah,
then and
the
yeah, screen menu
yeah.
to do that, and then the basic function just on the device itself. So it looks very simple, and all the advanced features are hidden in the screen
yeah.
with a clear menu.
Another, functionality is the screen. What does the screen do?
What are there?
So what does the screen do? They said they needed it. What does it do? What do they want?
For the advanced functions, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it didn't say what they want to do with
yeah.
the screen. But my guess is it's pretty handy for advanced functions.
Like searching for channels and.
Yeah, searching for channels, programming them.
Okay. That's I'm almost finished.
Okay.
We have to watch out for the if you make it very fashionable. The functionality will go down, so we have to make a compromise between functionality and fashionable
content
value.
And form.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That was
the end.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, my presentation is a bit sucky.
Well, you can improvise, right? So we can go for the look and feel of the left example and then a screen on top of it.
Alright, how do I skip that?
Just press the
keys.
Yeah.
Working off the top of my head,
yeah.
Using my common knowledge about remote controls, and well, the info on the website, which so I didn't really know what kind of functions we had to put into it yet. So this is basically an overview of what we discussed in our last meeting. Those were my starting points. I was working on a schedule, and I was supposed to do it like this, but then the information came, and it was kind of exact with all the steps in the remote control that I had to follow, so I was trying to organize them for myself and then make the
design,
yeah, the Excel design, but I never came up to do that. So
okay.
It sends a signal to a chip, which translates it into infrared signal of certain spatial
frequency. Yeah.
And controlled frequencies actually, and then through a transformer, the signal gets boosted and then sent to the receiver on the TV, and the TV will translate it into a function.
Yeah.
Work harder.
Should we make a list of all the functions we want?
Yeah.
Yeah, we want to incorporate into it.
Okay. That was
built-in text, only for TV. It should be designed for a use group below 40, but I don't think it's more that we can target the current customer group as well.
Mm.
And the corporate identity should be clear in the design of the remote control. And we have to decide on the functions and on the target group. We have to be clear what that is.
The target group of users, or? Because it says below 40, I mean, I guess that's the target. Yeah, they're male and female. And six. And the marketing research started on the age of 16. 16 to 25, 25 to 35, 35 to 45, something like that. So,
below 40 is okay, but we need a lower level.
How do you mean?
So, is it from 16 to 40? Is it from 20 to 40?
16 to 40. Well, I guess people of 16 are quite used to technology,
yeah.
So they adapted pretty soon, I guess.
We have a larger public, we have more options to sell our product. So what we might want to do is have customized the streaming functions, if you know what I mean. That younger users are more acquainted with these kind of machines, so they can use more advanced functions, but maybe elderly people don't understand it so well, so they need a simpler remote.
So
and yeah, that you can choose what the design displays. So yeah, that's why I wanted to make two different groups of functions, the simple functions for the whole public,
yeah.
And the advanced options for the younger people who are more.
But all incorporated in the screen or just on the remote itself?
I should put the extra advanced options onto the on-screen display.
Yeah, like you have a visual of the brightness with a kind of sliding bar and the bus and stuff like that for sound and visuals. You can make a if you make a drawing. Black's okay. Draw it very big. Oh, yeah. yeah. Well, this is basically it's all right. The remote. Usually the power button is on top, I guess. Yeah, so it should fit right into your hand. Right. Most people are right-handed, so maybe left-handed is a special edition, but okay. If you put it like here or something, I don't know. Then you could put a screen, like on a mobile phone, also on top, I guess. Okay, so you have it in your hand, and the screen is below, and the buttons are in the middle. Okay, for example, if you put the screen here, it's more about the functions now than the layout. Doesn't work too well. It's a pen. Yeah. Right. Okay, you get it. For example, if you put all the right. Yeah. Maybe this kind of works.
Yeah.
Like if you have like 10 buttons for all the channels. And here one from yeah, that's usually like here, 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 here. So we have up and down for the channels, and left and right for the volume.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you have most of the time you have one button in the middle. It says menu, and then if you press it, the screen gets activated, and then you can use these buttons to scroll up and down and left and right to go into a function, and then just most of the time this menu button is also like okay to confirm a kind of action. So you scroll into it, okay. You select a function like base. You just adjust it with these two buttons, then okay to confirm, and then on each screen there should be an option to go back to a upper level, and then finally say okay exit, or one button to exit it in one time. I don't know, that's not really my department. That's more your department to yeah. But it should be, if the screen is here, then the logo should be like on top. Yeah, I mean it's yeah. Yeah, I mean the position of the screen is also more essential than, I mean we look where we have space left and then put the logo over there. But yeah, so it should be, I mean if you have it in your hand here, it should be on top somewhere, maybe. I mean that's not sure, but it's yeah, I mean a screen on top looks more logical to me, also because people use mobile phones and they also have a screen on top. So you just have to reach a little bit for the power button. I mean if you grab it, but most of the times if a TV is on standby, people just press a channel to put it on. So we put this on top and then make the corporate logo like over here, RR, and just and the microphone. I mean, it can be very small if you look at your mobile phone. So it just are some stripes, little holes.
Maybe on the top or even on the side.
Yeah, maybe on the side. I mean, if the microphone is good. Yeah. Okay. So on the top is better. Yeah, but it doesn't. Yeah, it doesn't matter that much. So, but the screen is on top. Which functions did we have left? I mean, this is basically numbers, volume, channel up and down. Screen is over there. Yeah. Yeah, that's a good one. Yeah. Sound. Yeah, equalizer. So if you have sound, but not too advanced. I mean, most TVs use only treble and bass. Yeah, it's pretty hard to write. Okay, but you have sound. Yeah, just oh, you have a digital. Better write it down over there, yeah. So you have sound. Yeah. yeah, sound, and then within sound, I guess, treble and bass.
Treble, bass.
Yeah, you have the mono stereo
option? Yeah, also.
There was something else also, and then pitch.
Pitch, yeah, but pitch isn't that. Yeah, that's the height of the tone. Yeah, okay. Why would you use that?
Yeah,
people like talk like
on the signal of the program you're watching.
Yeah.
And also the tuning part?
Programming part.
Yeah, programming. Channel programming.
So we have sound, yeah, channel programming.
And yeah, in the functionality of the
kind of fishing?
No, of the remote. Do we want the buttons to make sound when you press them as a confirmation?
I think it gets annoying. I mean, most mobile phones use that in the beginning, but.
The television itself has also the options with brightness and screen color, etc. So
contrast.
Yeah, but people don't want to sit on their knees in front of a television, which has usually only three buttons and it's very hard to.
Contrast.
Contrast and brightness. Yeah, those are the most used, I guess, if you look at your monitor. Well, I guess that these were the only ones, I guess. Yeah, I will look it up.
TV options, which is all this.
Yeah, the button options and the LCD options.
And you have them the remote control options.
Yeah.
So you need two menus.
Yeah, you have basically a button menu, which you can use directly, according to the old principle, and the LCD options are activated based on some software options that communicates with the infrared.
Yeah, with the chip and then translate, I mean.
So, yeah.
We have power button, but that's present. Channel volume selection present. Numbers present. Yeah, audio settings, mono, stereo, pitch, bass, treble, screen settings, brightness, and color. Contrast is. Color and brightness. And what you say, channel settings, so channel programming. So you have an option to start scanning all the frequencies.
Yeah,
and when it encounters one, well, it shows on your TV. And then you can select a number in your remote and which you want to save it. Auto seek.
Name the channel.
Well, most TVs automatically display the name which you get through the cable. Yeah, so you only have to choose the position on your. It only has to match the channel frequency on your TV, with the position on your TV and so your remote.
Yeah, but can you also say I want Veronica on channel number 5 or?
If you already programmed it,
yeah.
If you want to move it,
yeah.
Yeah, that should be possible too.
How do you call that?
Yeah, how do you call that? Well, you should be able to browse through a list or something, which displays all the values, all the channels, which are possible. I mean, like 1 to 30 or 90 or whatever. Just browse through it and then some kind of way see if it is programmed. Yeah, swap channels. So you most of the time, if you swap it, let's say for example you have RTL5 on channel 5 and Veronica on channel 8 and you want to move Veronica to channel 5, most of the times you override the previous previous one. Yeah, it's pretty I mean you have to look on the menu on the TV. Yeah. or is it too hard to just do it on your remote to program the channels?
No, I don't think so. But I think the communication with the television is difficult. But that's hard to do.
No.
You don't have to design the protocols.
No. That's true. Yeah.
Okay.
So we have to figure out a way to do that easily. I mean, the auto seek is not a problem. I mean, you encounter a channel and then it just says, on which number do you want to save this? And you just press the number on your remote and then say confirm okay, and then it's saved. It's easier, or it's harder to, if you have already programmed it, to swap. So we have to think of something for that.
The user interface designer can design menu for all these functions
Yeah,
and put them on the
kind of structure into layers.
Yeah, I can. I'll just try to organize things.
So.
So you design the basic function menu for the LCD screen.
And the layout of the thing
I
itself.
think the yeah, the layout of the screen,
Yeah.
and I think you can concentrate more on the button placement and the placement of the screen itself on the.
Isn't that more than
That's
the user
no,
interface?
I think that's more in.
Now all the
I don't know.
functional aspects of
Maybe
the
more in.
thing are in the department.
Yeah.
I have to know what it has to do. So if you wanna, the changing the channels kind of thing is, I have to
Okay,
integrate
so
that
his
in the design.
layout and your function.
Yeah.
One function, okay.
I think
Okay.
that's a good
But
thing.
do I have to yeah, to make the menu layout also, or
you
Yeah,
can do that?
I guess so.
I
I'm
think
going to
that's
make
your department,
yeah.
yes.
Yeah.
Because
We
he
have
already
to
knows
kind of
what.
work together.
Yeah.
If I make
But we're not allowed.
the menu, like I have to state which function has to be in the menu, and then you have to design it
Yeah.
in a way that is user
Okay,
friendly.
you are going to make a list of what functions are going to be on
Yeah.
the screen, the
Yeah.
menu screen. And I'm going to make a nice menu
Yeah.
with
Yes.
think
With some layers in it, so
Yeah, and also
submenus.
make clear which buttons to press to get certain results.
Yeah.
Because that's always the difficulty. Every device has its own
Yeah. Well, I guess this button, the okay
menu okay.
menu okay, or you can incorporate two different buttons like you have on your mobile phone. So this is only for to get in the menu or to exit it. And then I want to confirm, I want to go one step back. So it's like the say button on your mobile phone if you have a Nokia or like that, or the no button to go one step back. It's only two extra buttons. But if it's very clear that they are for the screen.
I think we have to group make two groups. One group for the display, one group for the basic functions.
Yeah, but they're incorporated.
Yeah,
Yeah,
but
because this is used for both.
yeah, but maybe that's not if you're checking the with your remote control, you can press the menu button and then you are suddenly into
Into
the
your screen.
display.
Okay, so you should leave the menu button out of here and just put it
No,
under the screen. Screen.
just group the we make these the advanced functions and these the basic functions.
Yeah.
We make a line between them.
But we should place the screen on top, right?
Well,
Oh yeah, okay, yeah, we swap
yeah.
that's your department.
Yeah, you just find out and
Do
handle the layout.
we do the extra two buttons or not?
I think you should.
Yeah.
It's easier if you put too many functions in one button, it gets confusing.
Yeah.
Okay, that's true.
So we have a menu button and a
And two okay and back.
Yeah.
okay and back.
Yeah, or confirm and
And
back,
four is the four
whatever.
arrows.
Yeah.
But those are still totally used.
Should we save this picture or you know what it
Yeah,
looks
I'm
like?
not clear about the extra two buttons. We have a menu button.
Yeah.
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 That just
That's
to
the button you
activate the
want to activate.
screen.
Yeah, okay.
So.
Menu button access the menu in the LCD screen.
And then with these buttons,
Navigate.
you navigate.
Okay.
But you can also navigate the channels and
Okay, so
volume.
that's not those are
Both.
multifunctional.
Yeah.
Is it interesting for users if we put LED lights under the buttons so that if you press on the menu function that only the buttons that are
Yeah.
used for the menu are
Litten up, yeah.
Yeah.
That's a very good idea.
Yeah.
Alright. Yeah, that's a good idea because then it becomes clear which buttons are active now, which you can use.
And then it's also easier to integrate several functions in one button.
Yeah.
Yeah. So those buttons are lit up, but just one thing, should we use those two then, or only this two to scroll, and then use the two functional buttons to confirm to go into something? Oh no, we have to use this to adjust some bars. Yeah, maybe we should use this also as an OK button still, and then just only a back button. Yeah. Yeah.
So maybe make one okay button
And one back.
It was
one
already
navigation
installed.
button. Yeah, with that channel and the volume. Yeah, a multifunctional navigation button.
Okay, that's what we decided.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right, okay. So
you wanna close down?
Yeah, I wanna close down
Yeah.
now too, sorry.
Yeah.
Not because I don't like you. Yeah, lunch break.
Alrighty.
And then we can work for 30 minutes. And I have to run pretty fast to make the room.
Yeah.
And we'll see.
Alright, how long is the lunch break?
I don't know.
We have to ask.
Do we have to write down our stuff now or first lunch break?
No, I
Because I
believe that's first lunch break.
Have everything in my head now, so.
Yeah. Or you can just.
Okay.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
I think you can put a laptop back in the room.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Time pressure.
Okay. Yeah, it's so much a lot of pressure.
Yeah.
Sorry for my not finished presentation.
Oh no.
Yeah, we'll kick your ass later. No. Yeah.
I don't know if it works, but yeah.
You saved it? Does it save automatically in the project folder or?
Yeah.
Okay. We'll see. Just put back my
Sorry,
laptop.
cardboard.
All right. Yeah, you can open it with the picture preview or stuff like that.
Yeah, I try to organize it by these three. Yeah.
It's just my own mind.
Blurred with the internet.
Okay.
All right.